Still, he'd often wondered how the cave had come to be the way it had. Wondered whether perhaps someone or something strong in the dark side had once lived there, as the Emperor had once lived here. He shivered again. The really maddening part of it was that he couldn't sense any such concentration of evil in the palace. The Council had made a point of asking him about that, in fact, when they'd first considered moving operations here to the Imperial City. He'd had to grit his teeth and tell them that no, there seemed to be no residual effects of the Emperor's stay. But just because he couldn't sense it didn't necessarily mean it wasn't there. He shook his head. "Stop it," he ordered himself firmly. Jumping at shadows wasn't going to gain him anything but paranoia. His recent nightmares and poor sleep were probably nothing more than the stresses of watching Leia and the others struggling to turn a military-oriented rebellion into a civilian-based government. Certainly Leia would never have agreed to come anywhere near this place if she'd had any doubts herself about it. Leia. With an effort, Luke forced his mind to relax and let his Jedi senses reach outward. Halfway across the palace's upper section, he could feel Leia's drowsy presence. Her presence, and that of the twins she carried within her. For a moment, he held the partial contact, keeping it light enough to hopefully not wake her any further, marveling again at the strange feel of the unborn children within her. The Skywalker heritage was indeed with them. The fact that he could sense them at all implied they must be tremendously strong in the Force. At least, he assumed that was what it meant. It had been something he'd hoped he would someday have a chance to ask Ben about. And now, that chance was gone. Fighting back sudden tears, he broke the contact. His mug felt cold against his hand. Swallowing the rest of the chocolate, he took one last look around. At the city, at the clouds, and in his mind's eye, at the stars that lay beyond them. Stars around which revolved planets, upon which lived people, billions of people, many of them still waiting for the freedom and light the New Republic had promised them. He closed his eyes against the bright lights and the equally bright hopes. There was, he thought wearily, no magic wand that could make everything better. Not even for a Jedi.